This podcast is brought to you by On Track Studio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Taylor Lee podcast. I'm so excited to be back in your ears once again. I am coming to you with the final episode of the first season of the podcast. I can't believe we are already 12 episodes in. That has just absolutely flown by, and it's just been the best. I have absolutely loved podcasting. I have loved interviewing the guests that I have. I've also been on a couple of podcasts in this time period as well, which has been really, really cool. But I just want to take a moment firstly to just say thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. I love hearing your feedback. I love connecting with you all and just providing value in another kind of avenue. I personally just love podcasts myself. They're just the best for your drives, your morning walks, whatever it might be. So it just makes me so happy that I can be in your ears and hopefully helping you out with something, giving you some insight into people's businesses, mindset, life, just all of the things. So just want to take a moment to say thank you. And I'm just so excited to get into some more seasons, more episodes, and I have some really cool plans for the podcast and the direction in which that I want to take it. I've been really, really inspired by the guest episodes, so it's going to be more in the direction of a lot of conversations with really cool people from diverse backgrounds, which makes me really, really excited. But I wanted to jump in. So obviously last episode was an episode with my dance teacher and good friend Kate. She owns Honey Dance Studio, and the feedback from that episode has been incredible. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend that you go and listen to that one next. We spoke a lot to business. We spoke a lot to confidence and how that's really built and cultivated. And we really related it to dance, which was incredible. Currently, in terms of a bit of a life update, if you will, business is just like chilling. I'm just like thriving. I'm working full time in my business. I'm bringing in some new different offer types. I feel like I've really landed in just my zone of genius, what I do, what I feel really good doing, what I offer people, my unique perspectives and all of the things. So that's really exciting. There's a lot in the works behind the scenes, working with some really incredible clients. My mastermind power has kicked off, and the women inside there are just like incredible, and the energy of that container is just amazing. It's a very settled energy, a very like just like a safe leap pad for business owners in the online space. The conversations in there are incredible, so I'm just loving that. I started Next Level this morning, which is my 6-week mindset and energetics program, again for business owners, all about cultivating an unfuckwithable mindset, really, so that you have unconditional confidence. You don't waver, external noise doesn't waver you in business, and you're not constantly doing that loop of feeling like you're hitting a glass ceiling in life and business and your personal development journey and feeling like you're looping and you just can't transcend it. It's really about like this program, Next Level, is all about breaking through that glass ceiling to your next level and everything that comes with that. So the first live call was today and it was just fucking insane. So I'm just loving that already. And I'm so excited to have 6 weeks with my clients in there. And then as well as that, I have a close proximity offer launching on Friday, which is really exciting. I'm not sure when that you'll be listening to this, but yeah, I highly recommend that you go and check that out. Or if you just like want some info, just DM me the word boss and I'll know what you're talking about. I know that you would have come from the podcast and we can chat about it in there or just stalk my Instagram. So lots of cool things coming, which is amazing. I re-signed with my amazing coach, Dij. I'm going to her retreat next month. It's my birthday month this month. Life is just fucking the best. I'm just like really, really happy, which is just amazing. I really wanted to come in today with a very short, very potent conversation around making money in your business. And This conversation can go in so many directions, right? But I'm going to be very direct with the direction in which that I'm taking this conversation. And I really see many service-based providers in particular, so whether that this is in person, whether that this is online, leave a lot of money on the table when it comes to the sales process, right? And myself included, I have absolutely been there. And especially working with my mentor, Dij, these past 5 months or so, I've really even seen my own blind spots where I felt like I wasn't leaving money on the table. And there was so many micro moments where I could have made more money from a sale and just really sold to its full potential, right? And I've been here before. I see clients here. I see just other service-based providers here where they are selling partially, right? And whilst a partial sale, quote unquote, is amazing, right? Like, you know, someone's invested in you, someone's moved into a program, someone's, you know, invested in your service, bought a product, whatever it might be. There's a lot of the time in people's sales process or checkout process for a client perspective, they could have actually made more money on that sale, right? And the second thing to this is the client could have actually gotten more out of that sale. This is from a seller's point of view and as well as at the buyer's point of view, right? So if you go to a online store as an example and you have loaded up your checkout, right? You've got your basket and you're about to check out and then there's something that you can add for a discounted price as an example, right? There's a small add-on there and it's like half price for you because you've already spent over $100 as an example. It's like, fuck yeah, I want the tote bag or I want the water bottle or whatever it might be. And whilst this is just like a very vague and basic example, as a buyer, that feels like a win for you as well. It's like, oh, fuck yeah, I get this thing, right? Then as from the seller's point of view, amazing. They actually fully sold in that moment, right? But here's the thing. You might even be listening to this right now with the piece around like, how can you make more money on a sale? And instantly you meet that with resistance because you don't want to be seen as greedy, right? You don't want to be seen as selfish. You don't want to be seen as money hungry, right? When in actual fact, you're just running a business and guess what makes a business? Your cash flow, right? So there's that. And I can guarantee there's mindset work to be done there if there's stories that are coming up for you in that. And that's not my purpose of today's episode, but I want to chuck that in that that's actually a mindset thing to look at if you don't even want to look at how you can actually increase profit or cash flow in your business because you don't want to be seen as greedy. And I can guarantee the same kind of mindset blocks will be playing out in other areas of your business, heavily cock blocking the growth of your business. So I want you to just see that firstly. But what I want to get into in this is looking at how you can actually sell fully rather than partially to your audience and increase this cash flow, right? Increase the money on the sale. There are many ways in which that you can actually increase the money moving in from a sale in your business, right? And there's so many ways that you can go about this, but I'm going to just speak to one today. And if this is something for you that you're like, oh my fucking God, like I need to know more, I highly recommend that you jump into my Make More Money Masterclass, which is going live on the 18th of September. If you're listening to this beforehand, you'll be able to jump in and watch the live masterclass. If you're listening to it after, you'll be able to jump in and get instant access to the recording of that. But what I want to share with you today is just one way in which that you can actually look at how you can start making more money in your business from a sale. So I'm really going to speak to add-ons. Every single business, I can guarantee every single big business, right? And this doesn't have to be the size of the actual business itself, but every business that has big business energy will be doing add-ons. I can guarantee it. And when you have this new state of awareness, you'll actually be able to start clocking where this has been playing out and you haven't even clocked that that's what that they're doing, right? So meanwhile, you know, you as a seller is thinking that you're being greedy by adding an add-on option for someone. Like, you don't even know that it's playing out. So I want to go into some examples just so that you can have a little bit of context and you can really start clocking where you're like, oh my God, that's an add-on. That's like a seller selling to me fully, right? Not selling partially, right? That's the business owner completely selling to me in those moments. And for the most part, you probably fucking love it. You probably love when you get offered an add-on, right? Here's the thing though. Here's the first thing. The business owner or the seller or whatever we want to refer to them as is not coming to you as a client, a consumer, or a buyer saying, hey, I've got this add-on. Do you want to add this onto your sale? Like, it's not about the way in which they articulate it, right? It's actually zooming out and seeing it from a different lens. So if you're listening to this, I can guarantee you've probably been to a hair salon before. If you're a bloke, you've probably been to a barber before, right? Both of them will probably do this, right? If that they're good, they'll do this, right? You picture this. You're going in for your, I don't know, monthly, quarterly, however often you get your hair done. You're going in, maybe you're getting your foils, you're getting your hair dyed, whatever it might be, right? You go in for that service and they're quoting you up for the service and they're like, hey, are we doing a blow dry and style today? You're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's an add-on. And then you're at the basin, right? And you got your foils out. They've like taken your foils out. They're bleaching your hair. Oh my gosh. Do you want to do a treatment while we're here, while we've got you in the basin? Do you want to do like a good quality, like salon quality treatment? I don't know about you, but when I was blonde, I was like, fucking oath. Like this shit is like killing my hair right now. Chuck on a treatment. Go for it. There's another add-on. And then you are paying for your appointment. You've got like your fresh, like bleach blonde hair with your treatment. So your hair's nice and smooth. They've blow dried it. They've styled it, right? They've potentially added on a haircut as well. You've got your haircut while you're there. May as well, right? And then they're like, hey, you know that heat protector we use that you said you really liked, or that hairspray that you said felt really nice in your hair, or that shampoo that you loved the smell of, or whatever. Do you want to chuck it on? Right? And there might even also be an incentive in this. If you chuck it on today, our daily, like our customers get 10% off if it's on the day of a treatment or the day of a haircut. Oh, well, fuck. If it's 10% off today, I may as well get it today. I've still got half a bottle of shampoo at home, but if it's 10% off today, I may as well, right? You might not even have that 10% off incentive. It's just because you're there and there's products there. Hey, do you want that nice smelling shampoo, whatever the thing might be? Oh, chuck it in. Then you leave the hair salon. You've gone in for a couple of foils. They've potentially upgraded some more foils so that you can get a more full look. And you're like, fucking oath, do it. They've done a treatment. They've blow dried and styled your hair. They've potentially cut your hair. And you've potentially walked out with products. That's like, I couldn't count that properly. That's like four or five add-ons that hair salon just did in that moment. And you as a client has also walked away more satisfied because you've got your treatment, you've got some new products, how amazing. You've potentially gotten a discount on those things because you were already there, all the things, right? How incredible. You've walked away really satisfied as a client, and that business owner just made an extra $150, $200. They could have just walked out with a product that was a $20 hairspray. Amazing, you made a sale. That is how you can instantly make more money on the sale. That hairdresser in that moment sold fully to that client. This is where people blur the lines. They don't want to seem needy, or they don't want to seem desperate, or they don't want to seem greedy, right? When you have to drop the stories that come up, get curious about them, do the mindset work that's required, but actually realize that this is business. And like the client, right, that got an incredible experience, your clients are benefiting from it. And the next thing that's important to note in this, that hairdresser didn't have to reach a single new client to make an extra $150 or $200 that day. They already had the client. Again, when I speak about how you can make more money in your business, so many people go, okay, well, I must need a new marketing strategy. I must need a new funnel. I must have to outreach. I must have to do influencer marketing, whatever the thing might be. And whilst I'm not saying that those things are wrong, and whilst I'm not saying that those things don't work, they absolutely do. But I can guarantee you, if you want to instantly start increasing the cash coming into your business, you have to be smarter with your entire sales process and not leaving money on the table. It could have been very easy for that hair salon owner, as an example, to leave $150 to $200 on the table by simply not asking a question. That's how easy it gets to be. And do not tell me that you cannot ask a simple question in your business when you have a sale come through. And if we want to speak to scalability and we want to speak to, oh, but I've got hundreds of people moving in, blah, 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 business is good, I'm making all the money. Okay, but if every single person that moved into your program, you've got 100 people moving into a program, upgraded with something that was $5, you've just made an extra $500 in your business. How incredible, right? And guess what? Technology is this amazing evolving thing where you get to have things automated, you get to have things streamlined, right? So a perfect example is in a masterclass that I'm selling. It's actually this Make More Money masterclass, right? There is an automation where for $8, there is an incredible add-on that has so much value in it. So I already have a client that's moved in because they want to be in that masterclass. And there's an offer that's relative to that offer that makes sense, right? For a small amount. And I'm going to go as far as to say probably 50 to 70% of people that have invested in this masterclass so far have used that add-on. And do not tell me that you're going to turn away an opportunity to make some more cash in your business. I don't see it as that you're actually treating your business like a business if you're being lazy and you're not fully selling, right? But you have to put yourself in rooms and learn these ways and tools and techniques to be able to actually expand the entire sales process to make more money in your business, right? It gets to be so small and it gets to be so simple. And like I said, most of the time, the client is actually benefiting from it, right? I'm going to use another example of how that a client's going to be benefiting from an add-on. Picture this. You've just bought a brand new car and you're just like so excited to get this new car, right? And there's that process of like the money going through, the finance, all the things, the detailing the car, whatever it might be, right? And you're picking this up from like a car yard and they're like, hey, do you want to add on tinting, car tinting? You're like, oh yeah, how much is it? And they're like, it's only, fuck me, I don't know anything about car tinting. Let's just use a random number. It's only $500 to add on the car tinting. That could be very expensive or that could be very cheap. Just bear with me. And you're like, oh yeah, may as well, right? As a client, you then don't have to book in to another company to then drive your car there, book in the appointment, get a hire car for the day, get it tinted, pay for the tinting, all the things. That car yard actually just got that sale, right? They just made money off that. And you as a client don't have to spend time and energy going and getting it tinted eventually if that's something that they want to do, right? But if that car salesman didn't ask you, you wouldn't have known that it was an option, right? You wouldn't have considered it. You have to stop putting the responsibility on your clients to ask for every opportunity to literally give you money in your business, right? So many people will be so naive to think, oh, well, if they're getting, you know, this masterclass, well, maybe they'll want like that offer or fuck, I don't know, name your thing. It's not their responsibility, right? But the amount of times that a coach, as an example, will come out with an offer and they're like, but if you're in this and you just want to bundle and upgrade to that and it's like a no-brainer price and there's an incentive with the price, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm in. But I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't presented the opportunity, right? That's what is so important when we look at add-ons is to present the opportunity. Let's go back to the hair salon as an example. You have to present the opportunity for that person to be able to add something on to their experience. The car salesman, you can add something on to that experience, right? There's some important things to consider in this. One is firstly, of course, asking the question. You have to do that. You have to ask the question. It can't be an expectation. And it might not be a verbal thing, but it might actually be an automation, right? So if you're in the online space, it might be something at the checkout, they could add it to their cart and then they might not. They put their card details on and then there might be a pop-up and it's like, hey, are you sure you don't want to add this on? And they're like, nope, all good. And you're like, cool, cool, cool. And then you might have an automated email that goes out another 2 or 3 days later. It's like, Hey Taylor, you're still eligible for this add-on for another 24 hours. If you happen to want to grab it, here's the link. It's like, hey, if you happen to change your mind, here's another opportunity. Just letting you know you still have the opportunity. And as well as that, there is a level of urgency, right? Urgency is very important when it comes to sales. And it's not, again, the only thing that contributes. I'm not saying just to go like put like all these urgency like things on everything that you're selling, but urgency also contributes, right? And then that way as well, there's a level of communication there. So your client's like, okay, cool. I've got 24 hours. You know what? Maybe I'm going to do that thing. It actually makes sense. You know, they've had a few days and they've bought the thing. They're excited about the thing. They're like, you know what? I'm going to upgrade to that thing. I'm going to jump in that bundle, whatever it might be, right? That is also very important. The next thing is transparency in your pricing, right? So I'm not going to sign up to get tinting in my car if he's like, hey, do you want to upgrade the tinting? And I don't have a price. I'd be like, oh, well, are you just going to rip me off? Right? Is it going to be like, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars? And I don't know that till the end, right? If you can actually present the add-on in that quoting process or in that like checkout process, and it's like, add this for $11, add this for $500, whatever it might be, there's not an entire process that your client has to go through getting the price, seeing the price. Like, it's just they can instantly make their buyer decision in that moment because they've got all the information that they need and they can actually make an informed decision. They're not going to make a decision and then realize it was $2,000, not $500 like they expected, and then pull out of it. That's when it starts getting messy. So price transparency is very, very important. So if we look at something, let's use the car as an example. If you're presenting a quote, or it might be for the hair salon, whatever it might be, and it's like, hey, it's going to be X, but if you want to upgrade this or add on this, it's going to be X. So they can actually discern if that it's something that they want to do and something that they that makes sense for them. I think something else that's important to consider in this is the incentive piece, right? So let's use the car yard as an example, right? We'll go back to this one. If that it's the standard like car tinting to get my car tinted at a normal car tinting place is call it $500, right? And this car yard has it as an upgrade for $2,000, right? It might be something where it actually isn't really going to make sense for your audience, right? Or for your buyer. So it's really important to make sure that these add-ons still actually have a level of intentionality behind the add-on and the pricing and what will actually make sense so that your buyer, and this is very dependent on the price point and what you're actually offering, they almost don't even have to second guess it. It's just like, of course, you know, that just makes so much sense. So that is really, really important to consider, is actually having incentive, price transparency, and actually asking the question. The way in which that I really look at add-ons and just shifted my mindset around everything when it comes to add-ons is I already have this person moving into my world. I already have this person signing up to a program, signing up to that masterclass, working one-to-one, whatever it might be, whatever your industry might be, they're already moving in, right? That's the biggest thing when it comes to the sales is like the sales process rather is actually the conversion piece, right? Turning a follower into someone that's going to be a paid client. If they're already there and they're already committed to buying something, right? They're already there. What is the harm in asking the question? There actually is no harm at all, right? It's actually just a you thing where can you hold or can your ego hold being quote unquote rejected from someone not adding the upgrade or the add-on or whatever the thing is that you're offering people? Can you hold that? Right? Once you can actually normalize that and get okay with some people probably not adding the thing to their cart, some people probably not getting the product or not getting the hair treatment, whatever it might be, once you can be okay with that, you will be able to make so much more money in your business because you're actually willing to give people opportunities, more and more opportunities to work with you, right? This even happens in the actual sales process. This is where strategy is like my thing, right? I fucking love strategy, but mindset and energetics play such a huge component. You actually need the both, where even when it comes to selling, So many people have so much resistance around selling because they have so much wounding around rejection, right? Thinking of it like you are in, you know, primary school and you have a birthday party and you give out all of these invitations, right? You give out invitations to 20 people in your class and only 5 people RSVP, right? That's how people look at selling is, I'm inviting these people and no one's taking my invite. They're making it mean something about themselves, right? This is the same thing that plays out when it comes to add-ons is, I don't want to ask that or I don't want to offer that because what if they say no, right? What if they see me as greedy, right? When you have to transcend that, you have to start treating your business like a business. And once you can transcend that, you can actually start being more strategic and more intentional when it comes to the selling process in your business, because you're not going to be energetically depleted by trying to reach all of these new people all of the time. You can actually just be smarter and your clients also get a benefit out of that. Is like how freaking good when I sign up to a masterclass with Taylor, I get a really cool offer for like an insane price and it's only available to me because I'm buying the masterclass. Right? How cool is that? I love it when that I am purchasing from someone that's like, add this PDF on, add this worksheet on. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm already here. I've already got my card out. All of the hard things in the sales process are already done. It's literally just a decision if I want it or not. Something I want to share with you that I think is really cool is I have a bundle at the moment. It's a business bundle. So I have my Ascend program, which is all about like the masculine side of business, the structure, the foundations, and all of the things. And then I also have Next Level, which I was speaking about at the start of the episode, which is all mindset and energetics. So really, they're like a perfect pair, like yin and yang. Like they are just like a perfect cocktail together, mixed together, right? So at the start, when I was selling Ascent, I always had an option for people to add on Next Level in the checkout. It was like add for, I think it was 111, right? For $111, which was just a no-brainer because the program in itself is a $500 program. You could add it, right? Because you're already joining Ascent, you can upgrade. Quite a few people did that, right? They added that to their cart initially. And then maybe this is like a month or two down the track. Next Level launches officially, right? An email went out to everyone in Ascend. It was like, hey, do you want to join? You can still upgrade for X amount, right? Maybe one or two people joined. Then maybe a couple of weeks after that, I officially launched like the bundle, right? And a few people moved in from the bundle. It was like, oh, cool. I've been eyeing off Ascend. I've been eyeing off this Next Level thing. Makes sense to just get the bundle, right? Again, for a price point that makes sense based on that upgrade price. And Next Level was starting obviously this morning. And yesterday I was like, oh, I just have this feeling. I'm like, there's people in Ascend that want to be in Next Level, right? So I did an email. I just quickly wrote up an email. I was about to go grocery shopping with my partner. And I was like, hey, Next Level starts tomorrow morning. If you want in, this is your last chance to move in to upgrade at this price point before the price for Next Level goes up, right? Because the price goes up today from our live call. Irrelevant. 2 people moved in within 30 minutes of that email going live, right? They said no multiple times, right? They didn't take the opportunity multiple times. And it was then that they were like, you know what? I am going to upgrade, right? But if I let my ego get in the way and just like, oh, I don't want to offer it. I don't want to offer it. I don't want to offer it. Like I've been rejected enough, whatever the thing might be. They don't want it. They've had so many opportunities. 2 people moved in. I am not going to leave quote unquote money on the table, but this goes so much bigger than money, right? This goes for, that's an opportunity for an extra 2 people to be a part of an incredible 6-week program, right? I'm just using money because it's the one thing that we can use as a transactional thing that people can relate to, but it's so much bigger than that. And that's what I know. It's so much bigger than that. When I think of an add-on and you can add on a 30-minute training for $8, it's not about me just making $8. Of course, there's the thing of that, right? There's the revenue in the business, but it goes bigger than that. It's like, wow, they have an opportunity to get an incredible training for a discounted price. How freaking good. Wow, they have an opportunity to move in and also have a 6-week program, right? Because based on where I'm at in business, this actually just makes sense. People moving in, people being a part, I'm building so much credibility, so much brand awareness. So to me, it just makes sense to offer these add-ons and don't just sell something once. And if someone doesn't move in, that you call it a day. Consumers have to see things at least 7 times before they feel comfortable to buy or before they even consider buying. I believe that's the stat. I could be butchering it, right? Even look at your own consumer behavior. The amount of times that I will get a clothing ad, right? I'm just going to use an activewear brand as an example. I've seen this clothing ad for Crop Shop Boutique probably 14 times at this point. I'm going to buy the leggings and I'm going to buy the crop. I know I am. Couldn't tell you when, right? Because I'm just like, oh yeah, I'll see it. I'm like, oh, cool, want it, right? But there'll be a day where that ad pops up. They ask me the question if I want to buy the crop and the leggings, right? It's just like a photo of it again. I'm like, cool, got my wallets nearby. I'm going to buy it. But if that they only had that ad that one time, I can guarantee I wouldn't buy it. I've had that so many times where I've followed through, right? Then I'm on my car, right? I've added my leggings and my crop for Crop Shop Boutique. And then a little thing pops up, add a pair of socks for $10 instead of $20. You best believe I'm chucking them in my cart. Would I have chucked them in my cart without getting the little pop-up or knowing that there was an incentive? No, right? Instantly, Crop Shop have made an extra $10 on that sale. And instantly, I have a new pair of cute socks and I'm fucking stoked. Right? We have to stop letting stories and making everything 10 layers deep get in the way of us making more money in our business and actually giving our clients a better experience and giving them more value as well. We have to drop this thing of like, just because that money's involved, that it makes us this greedy person. It actually just makes us a business owner and we're doing business really fucking well. And the income and the sales is a reflection of that. And you know what else is a reflection of that is now instead of having 18 people in my program, I've got 20 because I sent out an email. And you know what? If there was just 18, the program was still going to be lit. It was still going to be amazing. Now there's 20 and they had a great experience with that add-on. Next time I run it, they're going to tell their friends and they'll move into it as well. Right? So you get to start looking at this, and I want you, as you're listening to this episode or after rather, to actually just look at, where am I selling partially in my business? Where am I not actually giving my clients a complete opportunity to invest with their entire sales experience? Right? Rather than just blaming a client of like, oh, but they only invested this, or they, and projecting all the stories that my clients have a low budget or they can only spend $50 or they only tend to just buy the masterclass. I absolutely had this belief once upon a time. And I remember telling my mentor, I'm like, oh my God, people are actually buying this upgrade thing. They're actually upgrading. Never seen that before. But you know why I'd never seen it before? Because I'd never offered it before. But you best believe I had the story that like they couldn't afford it and all of the things. It was like, no. You just had a fear of rejection, Taylor, and you didn't want to open yourself up to that opportunity. Now I open myself up to the opportunity a shit ton. And guess what? I make a lot more money in my business because of it, right? You get to play smarter, not harder. I've lived by this saying since day one of business, right? I see this in every area of life. When you look at athletes, the ones that are smarter, and it's not about who necessarily trains the hardest, it's the one who trains the smartest. It's the same with business. If you can actually play smarter rather than harder, you'll be able to work 2-hour days in your business and make more than the person that's busting their balls working 14 hours a day if you can start integrating strategies like this that make you money in your business, that actually create more impact in your business, right? So, have a think after this podcast episode. Have a think. Get a journal out. Get a Word doc out. Start looking at where you can be smarter in your sales process and actually sell fully to your client rather than partially, right? If you do this, let me know how you go. When you start seeing some movement and start seeing results from this, let me know. I can't wait to hear it. If that this conversation has been something where you're like, oh my God, I feel like my eyeballs have just been opened. And it's just like one of those things where it's nothing profound, but it's just such an of course moment. I highly encourage you to move into the Make More Money Masterclass. That is literally just a snippet of what we are covering. There is going to be so many of those types of tools, techniques, like that's the gist of it in this masterclass, where you're going to be able to walk away from this masterclass with a journal, Word doc, however you take your notes, full of strategies that you can instantly integrate into your business to start making more money in your business, start creating more impact without having to reach a single new client. Of course, that's going to be a byproduct of giving your current clients this incredible experience, but that's not the point of the masterclass. It's about not having to constantly reach new clients and new prospect clients and doing all the funnels to make more money in your business. We're really honing in and we're really focusing on actually selling fully to our current and existing clients and making more money and more impact. So I'm going to leave it there for today's episode. I hope you loved this episode. If you got something out of it, please share it on your Instagram, tag me, let me know in my DMs, any results, how you found it, all of the things. I want to know all of the tea. Have an incredible rest of your day wherever you're listening to this from, and I will chat to you in our next season of the Taylor Lee podcast. I can't wait to see you there.